الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Why do sins occur despite offering salah? Supplication of Amir Ahlus Sunnah O Lord of Mustafa, whoever reads or listens to the 24-page booklet Why do sins occur despite offering salah? Allow them to become a sincere worshipper, protect them from every sin, and grant them the proximity of your beloved and final prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The excellence of reciting salat upon the prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Whoever sent salat upon me three times in the day and night out of yearning and love for me, it is upon the mercy of Allah Almighty to forgive his sins of that day and that night. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Salah prevents wrongdoings. In part 21 of the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Ankabut, verse number 45, Allah Almighty has said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Inna Salata Tanha Anil Fahsha'i Wal Munkar. In translation from Kanzul Iman, Indeed, Salah stops indecency and evil. Why do sins occur despite offering Salah? Dear Islamic brothers, without any doubt, the declaration of Allah Almighty is the absolute truth. Indeed, salah prevents indecency and evil things. But why is it that today, countless people who offer salah commit sins, such as disobeying parents, ignoring parda, acting obscene, swearing, backbiting, tale-telling, talking indecently, hurting others' feelings, violating people's rights, giving and taking interest and bribes. A person who sincerely offers salah cannot be a liar, a cheat, a slanderer, earn haram, consume haram, give haram to others, be infatuated with films and dramas, enthusiastically attend concerts, listen to music and songs, or shave his beard or shorten it less than a fist length. Without doubt, the reality is that salah does prevent wrongdoings, but sadly it is our salah that consists of shortcomings, which are a hurdle in us becoming pious. Therefore, we should analyze our salah and learn about its inner and outer dimensions. We should also rectify our wudu and ghusl. If we offer salah with correct wudu and purity, and with the humility and presence of the heart, whilst being mindful of its inner and outer dimensions, its blessings will become apparent, insha'Allah. Through the blessing of salah, that is offered correctly, the effects of sin will disappear. Our inner and outer state as Muslims will reflect piety, and our character will come to illustrate the blessed Sunnah, insha'Allah. Only the salah offered correctly prevents wrongdoings. Allah Almighty prevents those Islamic brothers and sisters who offer salah correctly from committing evil. Two Tabi'i saints, Sayyiduna Hassan Basri and Sayyiduna Qatada, have said, If a person offers salah, but it does not prevent him from evil and indecencies, that salah is a burden on him. However, if a person offers the five daily salahs whilst completely fulfilling its conditions, obligations, rulings, sunnahs and du'as, Allah Almighty will certainly protect him from indecencies and sinful actions. Hadith regarding offering salah incorrectly. perform a ruku and sujood properly. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu an narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam stated, a person continues to offer salah for 60 years, but none of his salahs are accepted in the divine court because he does not perform ruku and sujood completely. Some mistakes in salah. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi has stated, people perform sajda in salah in such a way that only the tips of their toes touch the ground, whereas it has been commanded that the center area beneath the toes must be firmly placed on the ground. It is farz for the center area beneath one toe to be firmly placed on the ground. And it is wajib for the center area beneath most toes, for example 3 toes, of each foot to be firmly placed on the ground. It is sunnah for the center area beneath all 10 toes to be firmly placed on the ground and for the toes to point towards the qibla. People place only the tip of the nose on the ground in sajda, whereas it is commanded that the hard part of the bone must be firmly placed on the ground. It is often seen that people raise the head only slightly from a ruku before moving towards sajda, and they only raise the head slightly from the first sajda before performing the second. This is despite the fact that standing completely upright after the ruku and sitting up straight between 2 sajdas for as long as it takes to recite Subhanallah at least once is necessary. If someone offers salah in the above manner incorrectly for 60 years, it will not be accepted. A person came to the blessed masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam and offered salah very quickly and hastily. After he finished salah, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam and said salam. The Prophet said, wa alayka salam, irji' fasalli fa innaka lam tusalli, meaning, and salam be upon you, go back and offer salah again, because you have not offered salah. The person offered salah again like before. The same advice was given. In the end, the person respectfully said, by the one who has sent your eminence, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, with the truth, I only know how to offer salah in this way. Inform me how to offer it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, perform ruku and sujood calmly, stand up straight from the ruku and sit up straight between 2 sajdas. Salah deprived of mercy. Sayyiduna Talq bin Ali radiyallahu an has narrated, I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam say, Allah Almighty does not look towards the salah of the person who does not straighten his back in ruku and sujood. Straightening the back in ruku and sujood refers to ta'deed al-arkan, i.e. remaining in ruku, sujood, qawma and jalsa for as long as it takes to recite Subhanallah at least once. Example of the person who does not straighten his back. Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtaza, the Lion of Allah, karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem, has stated, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam prevented me from doing qira'ah in the state of ruku and said, O Ali, the example of the person who does not straighten his back in salah is like the pregnant woman who suffers from a miscarriage when the time of birth approaches. Neither does she remain pregnant, nor does she have a child. Brief introduction to Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu an. O devotees of the companions and prophetic household, the narrator of the hadith you have just heard is the 4th caliph, the leader of believers, Sayyiduna Ali bin Abi Talib radiyallahu anh. His technonym is Abu al-Hasan and Abu Turab. 30 years after Am al-Fil, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was 30 years of age, Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu anh was born on Friday the 13th of Rajab al-Murajjab. His honorable mother, Sayyidatuna Fatima bint Asad radiyallahu anha, named him Haydar after her father. His father named him Ali, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam bestowed upon him the title Asadullah, the Lion of Allah. Besides this, Murtada, i.e. the chosen one, Qarrar, the one who makes attacks repeatedly, Shayri Khuda, the Lion of Allah, and Mawla Mushkil Kusha, the Master who resolves difficulties, are also his famous titles. He was the first cousin of the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam from his father's side. Words simply cannot express the great virtues of the companions and prophetic household. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, "My companions are like stars. Whichever of them you follow, you will receive guidance." Explanation of hadith. Another hadith states that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam likened his family members to the ark of Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salam. One who intends to travel by sea needs a ship as well as guidance from the stars. Ships sail in the sea by means of guidance from the stars. Similarly, in their journey of faith, the Muslim Ummah needs the prophetic household and the companions. Only by following the companions can the Muslim Ummah find guidance. Great rank of Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu anh. Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu anh narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said to him, "You are like the example of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam, who the Jews had malice towards, to the extent that they even made a false accusation against his respected mother, Sayyidatuna Maryam, and who the Christians loved such that they associated with him a rank he did not have." Then Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu anh said, "With regards to me, two types of people will be doomed. Those exceeding the limit of love for me will associate with me such attributes that I do not have. And those having malice towards me will be provoked by their malice into laying a false blame on me." The Prophet's love for Sayyiduna Ali. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said regarding Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu an, "Anta minni wa ana minka," meaning, "You are from me and I am from you." A reward for looking at Ali. Sayyiduna Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu an narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Looking at Ali is an act of worship." Three excellences of Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu an. Sayyiduna Umar al-Farooq radiyallahu an said, "Ali bin Abi Talib radiyallahu anh has three virtues, and having even one of them would be more beloved to me than red camels." The companions radiyallahu anhum asked, "What are those three virtues?" He replied, "Number one, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam married his daughter Sayyidatuna Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu anha to him. Number two, he resided inside Al-Masjid Al-Nabawi along with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and whatever was halal for him inside the masjid was specific only to him. Number three, during the Battle of Khaybar, the flag of Islam was bestowed upon him. Martyrdom of Sayyiduna Ali. on 17th or 19th Ramadan al-Mubarak, 40 AH, an evil Khariji carried out a deadly attack on Sayyidina Ali, wounding him severely. On the night of Sunday the 21st of Ramadan, he radiallahu an attained martyrdom. May Allah Almighty have mercy on him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. For further details, read the 89-page book Miraculous Wonders of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, authored by Amir Ahlus Sunnah Damat Barakatumul Aliyah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Thief of Salah. Sayyidina Abu Qatada radiallahu an narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "The worst thief amongst people is the one who steals during his Salah." It was asked, "O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, how is theft committed in Salah?" He sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied, "To offer Salah without performing ruku and sujood properly is theft in Salah." Two types of thieves. Commenting on the above hadith, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi alayhi states, "From this we learn that the thief of Salah is worse than the thief of money. Because even if the thief of money is punished, at least he gains some apparent profit, as opposed to the thief of Salah, who will be punished fully and will not gain any benefit whatsoever. The thief of money violates the rights of people, but the thief of Salah violates the right of Allah Almighty. This is the condition of those who offer Salah incorrectly. Those who do not offer Salah at all should take heed from this." Rejected Salah. Sayyidina Umar Al-Farooq radiallahu anhu has stated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "There is an angel on the right side and an angel on the left side of every person who offers Salah. If the person offers Salah completely, the two angels ascend with his Salah. But if he does not offer Salah correctly, they throw his Salah onto his face. Only complete Salah is accepted." Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates, "One day I was present with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam pointing towards a pillar. He sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, 'If any of you were the owner of this pillar, he would certainly dislike any defect in it. So how can any of you intentionally perform Salah defectively, which is performed for Allah Almighty? Perform Salah in its complete form, because Allah Almighty only accepts complete Salah." Risk of deprivation in sustenance. Allama Maulana Abdul Mustafa Azmi rahmatullahi alayhi states on page 72 of his book Behshat Ki Kunjiyan, "One should offer Salah with absolute sincerity, calmness, and presence of the heart. Offering Salah hastily, heedlessly, and inattentively causes great loss to one's worldly life and afterlife." The grand teacher of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayh, Sayyiduna Ibrahim Nakhi rahmatullahi alayh, has stated, "If you see a person who does not perform ruku and sujood completely, you should have mercy on his family, for there is a risk of them facing starvation and deprivation in sustenance." It is stated in a hadith that Sayyiduna Hulayfa radiallahu anh saw a person who did not perform ruku and sujood completely. He radiallahu anh said, "You have not offered salah. If you had died in the same state, you would not have died upon the sunnah of Sayyiduna Muhammad El-Mustafa sallallahu aleyhi ve alihi ve sellem. Salah leads to reform. Parable. Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu anh narrated that a young man from the Ansar would offer the 5 daily salah along with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. But the young man was involved in wrongdoings. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, sooner or later the salah he offers will certainly prevent him from sins. Hence, this is exactly what happened. As after only a few days, the young man repented of all his bad deeds and was involved in good. Salah can even reform a thief. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was informed that such and such person offers salah at night but commits theft in the morning. He sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, salah will soon prevent him from the bad deed. Imitators of salah escaped arrest. It is said that a gang of burglars once broke into the house of a rich man. By chance, the rich man woke up and started shouting. The neighbors also woke up and the burglars ran away in fear. The neighbors chased after the burglars. On the way, the burglars saw a masjid and entered it straight away and pretended that they were offering salah. The people chasing them also came to the masjid where they saw that some people were offering salah and there was no one else there. They said, regrettably, the burglars have escaped. Therefore, they returned unsuccessful. Noticing this, the chief burglar said to his accomplices, if we had not pretended that we were offering salah today, we would certainly have been caught red-handed. By the blessings of just pretending to offer salah, we have been saved from disgrace and humiliation. If we really start offering salah correctly, Allah Almighty will save us from punishment in hell too. Therefore, I repent of burglary today, giving up the habit of disobedience to Allah Almighty. His accomplices responded, O our chief, you have repented, so we will follow you in this matter too. We will also join you in repenting. So all the burglars repented wholeheartedly and were considered amongst the pious. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Amazing story of a lover. In relation to salah preventing wrongdoings, Sayyiduna Abdul Rahman Safuri rahmatullahi alayh narrates an amazing story in his book Nuzatul Mujalis, the summary of which is as follows. A man fell in love with a woman. Eventually, plucking up the courage, he wrote a love letter to the woman. The woman belonged to a very decent family. Having received the letter, she became worried that she was already married. After contemplating, she handed over the letter to her husband, who was the imam in a masjid and a wise and pious man. He had absolute trust in his wife. Therefore, he replied to the letter on behalf of his wife with the following words. Offer the 5 daily prayers for 40 days behind such and such imam in such and such masjid. Then we will see what happens. Thus, the lover started offering salah regularly. As the days passed by, the blessing of salah continuously manifested itself before him. After 40 days, his heart had completely transformed, and he sent a message saying, respected lady, salah has opened my eyes. Allah Almighty forbid, I used to dream of committing the haram act of indecency, but thanks to Allah Almighty, who has liberated me from your love, alhamdulillah, I have repented of my bad intention, and I also seek forgiveness from you. When the pious woman conveyed this message to her husband, he spontaneously proclaimed, Sadaqallahu al-Azim fi qawlihi. Allah, the Majestic, has spoken the truth in his saying. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna as-salata tanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Indeed, salah stops indecency and evil. Sallu 'alal Habib sallallahu 'ala Muhammad. O seekers of the blessings of salah, did you see how the blessing of salah caused a lover to be guided towards the right path? His heart became filled with love for his true owner, Allah Almighty, granting him peace of the heart. Truly, love for Allah Almighty and his beloved, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, is so incredible that anyone who is fortunate enough to be blessed with it cannot indulge in unlawful love. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Satan began to cry. Parable. It is narrated that when salah was declared fard, Satan began to cry. His accomplices gathered and asked the reason why he was crying. He said, Almighty Allah has declared salah fard for Muslims. His accomplices asked, so what? Satan replied, Muslims will offer salah and by its blessings will be saved from sins. The accomplices said, what can we do now? Satan replied, when a person stands to offer salah, one of you should say, look right, and the other should say, look left. Confuse him in this way. O Allah, make us steadfast in salah. O devotees of salah, did you see how deeply Satan is troubled by a person who offers salah? He knows that the Muslim who offers salah correctly will refrain from sins and will remain safe from falling into his trap. The rejected Satan never wants us to offer salah, refrain from sins, and walk on the path to paradise. We should offer salah in abundance in order to foil every plot of Satan. May Allah Almighty make all of us steadfast in salah. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. How I joined Dawat-e-Islami. In order to protect yourself from the mischief of the lower self, i.e. nafs and Satan, do away with the habit of sins and gain the privilege of offering salah with steadfastness, remain affiliated with the religious environment of Dawat-e-Islami. Listen to the following inspirational account and rejoice. Before joining the religious environment of Dawat-e-Islami, a young Islamic brother from Jalalpur, Batia, Hafizabad, Punjab, was living a sinful life. He had friendship with local loafers and alcoholics. As a result of the company of wicked friends, he also became an alcoholic and a habitual sinner, mu'azallah. He was spending his days and nights engrossed in indecent acts. In his circle of friends, alcohol would be drunk, and roars of laughter would fill the air. He would return home late at night in a drunken stupor with the smell of alcohol emanating from his mouth. Walking unsteadily, he would enter the home and everyone would become worried seeing him in this condition. If his father or any other member of his family advised him, he would lose his temper, swearing and shouting. He would completely ignore any advice. Due to bad company, he was ill-mannered and had poor character. He would frighten and intimidate people with weapons he would carry. Fighting and arguing with the people of his neighborhood over minor issues was the norm for him. Due to his reprehensible actions, not only were his own family members worried, but other people of the locality were fed up too. People were terrified of his bad habits. When he came out of his home, people would hide from him and would advise their children to steer clear of him. By the grace of Allah Almighty, one of his cousins was affiliated with the religious environment of Dawat-e-Islami. His cousin wanted him to part company with alcoholics and join the religious environment of Dawat-e-Islami. For this very purpose, his cousin would make individual effort from time to time to reform him. Eventually, the efforts made by the preacher of Dawat-e-Islami bore fruit, and his cousin travelled with the Madani Qafila along with the devotees of the Holy Prophet. The preacher of Dawat-e-Islami made individual effort to reform him during the Madani Qafila as well, making him aware of the harms of evil, encouraging him to give up bad company and live life according to the Sunnah. By the blessings of listening to Sunnah-inspiring speeches, a religious transformation took place in his life. Hence, he gave up sinful company and developed a strong relationship with the devotees of the Prophet. By the blessings of this, he wore a turban, i.e. imama, and grew a beard. As time passed, he forewent his bad habits. He was now a changed man with good manners. Before, he used to quarrel with others, but now he started meeting people kindly. Upon being encouraged, he also had the privilege of attending a 63-day religious training course and started taking part in religious activities. Promoting the call to righteousness was now his routine. Previously, he was living a dark life full of sins, but now he had turned over a new leaf. Performing virtuous deeds due to the blessings of a religious environment. Before joining Dawat-e-Islami, he did not care about offering salah. But now he was steadfast in not only offering salah, but also in waking others for Fajr salah. Be very careful about salah. A Tabi'i saint, Sayyiduna Qatada rahmatullahi alayhi said, "Be very careful about salah, as it is an excellent attribute of believers. The weak are a cause for divine mercy to descend. It is stated in Ruhul Bayan, by virtue of the sincerity, salah and supplications of these pious people, and because of the presence of the weak and the feeble among them, Allah Almighty removes punishment from people. Safety from calamities by virtue of the pious. O devotees of Salah, Subhanallah, Allah Almighty removes calamities and punishments from people by the blessings of His pious people. Listen to five sayings of Al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in this regard and rejoice in love of the awliya. Number 1. Removal of calamities by the blessing of the pious. In my ummah, there will always remain 40 men whose hearts will be on the heart of Ibrahim alayhi salam. For their sake, Allah Almighty will remove calamities from those on earth. Their title will be Abdal. Number 2. Reign by the blessings of 40 Abdal. The Abdal will be in Sham. They are 40 men. When any of them passes away, Allah Almighty replaces him with another one. It rains by their blessings. Through them, victory over enemies is achieved, and by their blessing, punishment is removed from the people of Sham. Meaning of Abdal. Commenting on this hadith, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Alayhi has stated, this blessed saying shows that the wasila, i.e. the medium of the awliya, i.e. friends of Allah Almighty, is a valid and true concept. By the blessings of the pious, Allah Almighty resolves the difficulties of bad people, protecting them from sufferings. Remember that the saints of Allah mentioned here are called Abdal because they continue to move from one place to another. Sometimes they are in the east, sometimes in the west, sometimes in the south, and sometimes in the north. But their center is in Sham. Number 3. When I intend to punish. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated that Allah Almighty has said, I intend to give punishment to those on earth, but I turn the punishment away from them because of those who frequent the masjids, those who love each other for my sake, and those who seek forgiveness at the time of suhur. Number 4. Even suckling babies are a means of punishment being averted. If there are no people who offer salah, no suckling babies, and no quadrupeds, punishment would certainly descend upon you. Number 5. Calamities averted from 100 houses. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, through the blessings of a pious Muslim, Allah Almighty averts calamity from 100 houses neighboring him. Subhanallah, closeness to the pious also brings benefit. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Heavenly maidens created from heavenly roses. Sayyiduna Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayhi has stated, in paradise, there are heavenly maidens created from heavenly roses. Somebody asked, who will live there? He replied, Allah Almighty has said, those people who intend to commit sins, but then remember my greatness and have regard for me, and those whose backs have bent because of my fear, will live in Jannah al-Adn. By my honor and majesty, I intend to give punishment to those on earth, but I see those people who stay hungry and thirsty in order to please me by fasting, so I turn the punishment away from the people. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Saying of Amir Ahlus Sunnah, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah. The real litany for forming a habit of offering all 5 prayers consistently is realizing that my Lord has made salah farz upon me. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad.